Both of the readings today remind us that when persecution, when hardship, when trials, when we are being questioned, being tested, and being hurt for our faith, we should not be afraid, for God is speaking in us and through us. But here is the question I would like to raise, though. If we are going to know that God is speaking in us and through us, how are we listening? Jesus said today very clear in the gospel reading that I will be speaking through you. But I think in order for us to speak of God and for God and with God, we need to first listen to God through a life of prayer, through a life of worship. I think the danger is that we as a postmodern society love to speak, love to be noisy, love to yap, and love to keep ourselves occupied with things over and over again. And we have become so vocal, but yet we have never spent enough time to listen in order to speak well. And not just of ourselves, but speak well of God and of others. And that's why we see in the gospel, in the first reading today, from the prophet Daniel. Daniel spoke, prophesied, but not according to his words, not according to his understanding, not according to his knowledge, but according to the will of God. I think that's important for us to remember, my brothers and sisters, that ultimately, even when we are hated by all, just like Jesus said, because of his name, our hair on our head will not be destroyed. And he reminds us that by our perseverance, we will secure our life. Not our earthly life, not our social life, not our human life, but our eternal life. By persevering, we will remain true to ourselves, to God. So hard times will come, and we will be tested, and we will be tried, and at times where we will feel like it's overwhelming. But we must not give up. We must persevere. We must always learn to listen to him through a life of prayer, through a life of worship, and knowing who he is, so that by listening to him, we might speak well of him and speak his word to those who are lost, who are so worried, or even to our enemies who have been hurting us. We must listen in order to speak God.